SBS عربي 24.
في الوقت الذي يستعد فيه بعض المتقاعدين الأستراليين لزيارة باقي دول العالم، تستقبل أستراليا ما يقارب 1000 سائح في الساعة لزيارة أماكن متنوعة ومختلفة في البلاد واستكشافها. كل هذا يدفعنا إلى التساؤل، ما هي أحسن الأماكن التي يمكن زيارتها بأستراليا؟ تعتبر السيدة يانكا فايس، وهي موظفة بوكالة سفر ألمانية، أن كل من منطقتي كونجارا وبنجرارا من الأماكن التي تحلم بزيارتها، لما تتمتع به من طابع هادئ وقدسي وسط الصحراء، مما يجذب أكثر من 250 ألف زائر كل عام.
I would go into the desert resort or I would go to the dinner of silence. Okay, I have heard so much about it and it definitely the dinner is outside, literally in the desert, and you just have got your table prepared for you and for the group in the desert. The experience and the stars and everything, it is just absolutely breathtaking. And of course the walk, the culturally walk around the Uluru to feel the energy and the pulse of Australia, because that's what I think what it's all about.
ويشير مكتب الإحصاءات الأسترالي أن نسبة عدد المتقاعدين الذين يجنحون إلى السفر خارج أستراليا بغية السياحة زاد بنسبة 80%، وهذا ما أكدته السيدة سيرا بيرسويسل، وهي موظفة بوكالة The 50 Plus Travel Club، التي أشارت أن معظم عملاء وكالة السفر والذين تتراوح أعمارهم ما بين 50 و70 سنة يفضلون السفر خارج أستراليا.
I find that people traveling in Australia is what they might do when they're a little bit older, when they can't do that long travel anymore. But I always think, what a shame, because it is the continent here of exploration. We shouldn't be leaving it till we're too, you know, long in the tooth. You want to get out and be able to walk Kings Canyon in the middle of Australia. It's gorgeous, beautiful oasis in the middle of a canyon that you can hike up to the top of to see.
وأضافت السيدة بيرسويسل أن ثمة من يفضل الربط بين السفر داخل أستراليا وخارجها، وبذلك يستهل كل شخص منهم زيارة مكان أسترالي ثم الانتقال بعد ذلك إلى زيارة بلد آخر خارج أستراليا.
Might start from Sydney and go to Perth, or Brisbane up to Darwin, and then they might do the Ghan down into Adelaide. And we've seen people realise they don't want to just see Australia by sea. And so obviously they get off the ship and they might do some land-based touring. And of course, it gives them the best of both worlds. They get to see beautiful coastlines and regional areas that might not be able to be easily accessed. So a cruise ship can be quite beautiful and easy to get around and to access different ports.
واقترحت السيدة بيرسويسل على كل من يتخوف من السفر عبر الباخرة أن يستقل قطار الغان من داروين إلى أدليد، لما لهذه الرحلة من طابع غني وممتع في نفس الآن.
It does go to Cooper Pedy. So if you think about those underground homes that they do stop on that journey, and the train is such a fun experience. You get to share a four-night trip on off-train experiences. So for a morning, you might go out to Catherine Gorge and see that. And certainly from a travel point of view, it's a very easy option to just hop on the train in Darwin, head down for a couple of hours, hop off in Catherine, have a nice couple of hours off, see beautiful Catherine, and then you head on down to Alice Springs. And so the whole way through, you're seeing the Red Centre, which of course we all know. Most people think, oh, I'd love to see it, but never get to see it.
أما عن زبائن وكالة سفر 50 Plus Travelers، حيث تعمل السيدة يانكا، فأصبحوا أكثر اهتماماً بزيارة جزر أسترالية مثل نورفولك، هاميلتون وفريزر.
We just have been recently there. It turns out to be a really well-loved spot just for a week to hang out and to explore the island with guided tours. This depends how active you would like to be and how much you trust yourself to hire a four-wheel drive and go over the sand.
وتنصح السيدة تريسي ريفر، وهي من وكالة سفر ناشونال سينيورز ترافل، العملاء بالسفر إلى تسمانيا، مشيرة إلى استطلاع حديث صادر عن مؤسسة روي مورغان ومفاده أن مدينة هوبرت أصبحت مركزا سياحيا محليا مهما.
Tasmania is a wonderful destination. It offers varied things. It has an amazing history with Port Arthur and some of the penal colonies that were there at the time. There's also Richmond Bridge, which is an amazing bridge that's there. Also, Tasmania is known for its food and wine. Even though it's a small place, it's lots to see and do.
وتشير السيدة براونين وايت وهي من وكالة نيو يونغ ترافل أن هناك من الأستراليين من يفضل السفر داخلياً مستقلاً السيارة لما لهذه الرحلة من إحساس بالمغامرة.
That's a sort of trip. A trip around Australia is truly life-changing. And it's a funny topic because people quite often talk about the sense of freedom and that kind of hitting the road and it's you and the road and the red dirt and the Australian bush and nobody else. And I guess it gives you time to really reflect on yourself and being at one with nature. And, you know, those sorts of experiences are really quite transformative for a lot of people.
وتتوجه السيدة تريسي ريفرز بالنصح إلى ضرورة الاشتراك في تأمين الرحلات لتغطية أي نفقات غير متوقعة وإن قرر المسافر السياحة محلياً.
It helps if something was to go wrong. Even here in Australia, they're not going to cover for medical costs, obviously, because that's covered by Medicare here in Australia. But if something happened and you needed to stay a week later or a flight was cancelled or things happen all the time, it's always a very good idea to have travel insurance.
وتقول السيدة براونين وايت أن بإمكان المسافر التعرف على أماكن وثقافات متنوعة بمجرد السفر إلى مناطق داخلية بأستراليا وتقع على مسافة تتراوح ما بين ساعة أو ساعتين عن المدن الرئيسية.
In and around Sydney even, you can do some indigenous tours not far from Sydney, or you can go, you know, anywhere out bush and then out the outback. But there's some really fabulous and interesting local museums in regional areas and cultural experiences that you can have. I mean, going to the pub and having a lunch at some of these places is a cultural experience. You know, it's out there that you get to meet some really interesting people with really interesting jobs that are on the land. That's the beauty of it. And you're near hospitals, you're safe, you're at home.
هذا التقرير من إعداد إيمي تشو وانغ وسناء وهيب.
استمتعوا بمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.